This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Officials close to a major FBI investigation into the mortgage crisis say two former Bear Stearns hedge fund managers will likely be indicted today for securities fraud. The two men will either be arrested or permitted to turn themselves into the authorities tomorrow. For more on this, we're joined now by NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. She's in New York. Dina, can you tell us a little bit more about this story?
Yeah, the FBI announced about 9 months ago that it was investigating more than a dozen Wall Street firms to see if they'd done anything illegal with regard to the mortgage crisis. And one of the things they were looking at was whether investors had been misled. So there's a grand jury meeting in New York right now as we speak, and we've learned that from people close to the case that the grand jury is going to sign indictments against two Bear Stearns hedge fund managers, a man named Ralph Cioffi and Matthew Tannen, and accuse them of securities fraud.
And these two men, what did they do?
Well, investigators allege that they were painting a rosy picture to investors about the prospects of their two funds. And these two funds had a lot of exposure to bonds backed by these low and subprime mortgages. But apparently, privately in emails, they were saying they were worried about the prospects for the funds. Now, what's unclear at this point is how much more there is to this story, because the indictments are still sealed. So some people close to the investigation said that their concern was the same concern that everyone had in the markets, that these two fund managers, there was a lot of volatility, and so they were concerned about that volatility. Others are saying that they were saying one thing to investors and saying quite another internally, and that amounted to securities fraud.
And what happened with these Bear Stearns funds? They eventually collapsed?
Yes, these were the ones that made all the headlines. They were the first ones to collapse, actually to the tune of $1.6 billion, B as in boy, to investors. And why this is important is the collapse of those funds set off alarm bells about how Wall Street firms were valuing their mortgage-backed securities. And then we saw that series of write-downs from lots of Wall Street firms. We've seen this in the headlines since then, as began taking a second look at their mortgage security holdings and trying to figure out what they were exactly worth.
Dina, the way you describe this situation, you hear about these executives saying everything's okay, everything's fine, when in fact everything really wasn't okay. You know, it sounds to me a little bit like the situation with Enron not too long ago. Is that a fair comparison?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, at Enron, you're right that there were a lot of executives who were saying one thing to their employees and to their shareholders, and meanwhile they were dumping stock like crazy before the price of the stock went down. That's not exactly what's happening here. What happened here was there's sort of a grayer area as to whether or not if people are talking privately about their concerns within the company, does that mean that you have to tell investors if you're bearish on Tuesday that now you're bullish on Friday? I mean, clearly during volatile markets, part of a hedge fund manager's job is to worry about whether or not the fund is doing well. So this is a little bit grayer in that respect.
Dina, back to these two Bear Stearns hedge fund managers. What happens next?
Well, the indictments will remain sealed until tomorrow, and that's when Cioffi and Tannen will either be arrested or they'll be allowed to turn themselves in. Now, there's some talk that there's going to be a perp walk of sorts when the two are transferred from FBI headquarters in Manhattan to the courthouse. You know these perp walks where people are in handcuffs and they sort of walk to the cars. You know, because these are such high-level Wall Street indictments related to the mortgage crisis and the highest-level ones to come down so far, I wouldn't be surprised if we see media there to see them walk to the cars, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was a press conference tomorrow from the U.S. attorney here in New York talking more about the charges.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston joining us from New York. Thank you, Dina.
You're welcome.